The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Our tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, has been playing around with the iPhone 12. Jess, good morning.
Pat, it's like Christmas here. I know you don't want to hear it, but it kind of is. it's a lot of fun.
Unboxing.
Now,
you've unboxed
it
some time ago because you've been playing with it for the last while.
Yes.
What do you make of it?
It is much better than I had anticipated. So I've been using the phone for a week now. And when it arrived, you may remember after the first iPhone launch happened a few weeks back, we were chatting and I was kind of saying, I don't know if there's enough to get people excited about this phone. I don't think it's massively different from the iPhone 11. I don't know that, you know, people would want to or be happy to pay the €1,300 for the premium model and the €1,000 for the basic iPhone 12. However, I've been using the iPhone 12, as I said, and I am blown away by it for a few different reasons. Firstly, when you get the box, as we know, there's no charger, there's no plug, and there's no headphones. So the package is quite literally half of what the old iPhone boxes would have been. You take it out, the setup is seamlessly easy, particularly or even if you are moving from Android to iPhone. And within minutes, I was set up. And the first thing that I did, as I always do, is play around with the camera. And the camera on the iPhone 12 is incredible. There are two lenses. And it was the evening time when it arrived. And the first picture I took was from my balcony in Leopardstown. And the detail that this phone picked up versus the other phones that I had on me at the time is just stunning. It could pick out the stars in the sky. It could pick out the leaves on the trees. And this was at, say, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. That was no zooming. It was just point and shoot. The performance of it is very impressive. I didn't notice any lag. Downloading, accessing my apps and all the rest was incredibly zippy. One of the biggest wow moments I had was the other day. I was rewatching The Morning Show on Apple TV on the phone, and the sound out of the speakers is unreal. It is far superior to any other phone that I have tried this year in terms of the stereo that you're getting out of the top and the bottom of the phone. It's fantastic. As we know, I wouldn't be sort of the target audience for iPhone. Over the years, I've just preferred Android devices. And there are small little things that I kind of would stand by from a user experience point of view that makes me prefer Android. But as a user experience with this iPhone 12, it was fantastic. One thing to note as someone who uses Android predominantly, there's no fingerprint scanner on the iPhone 12. And I really struggled with that quite a few times. Although the facial recognition is good, and it's very good, at the moment, we're obviously all going around wearing masks. I'm a glasses-wearing human wearing a mask and have a fringe. So there's not much real estate on my face left for the phone to try and recognise. And yeah. So if I'm trying to pay with my phone with Apple Pay, for example, it's not recognising, and then you're putting in your PIN. Not the end of the world, but just on some of the Android phones that have the fingerprint scanner, you can just tap it and you're good to go.
Okay, now it's a new shape, or rather Back to the Future, and it has a new screen.
Yeah, and again, the shape is something that I love about it. It's gone for the boxier shape, similar to the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 5. And it sits so nicely in the hand. I had an iPhone 11 for a bit of time last year, and I wasn't wild about it. I liked it initially, I liked the camera aspects of it. But in terms of day-to-day use, I just found myself almost yearning for whatever Android phone I was using at the time. As I said, a week into this and I haven't looked back. The screen is stunning. So they've gone up to the OLED screen and everything just looks amazing. You may have heard on News Talk Breakfast this morning, I was talking about the new Xbox. And so last night I was sitting there with the Xbox taking photographs of my 4K screen with the iPhone 12. And every single detail looked as good on the iPhone as it did on my 4K TV, which is just fantastic. The colours pop from it. I did sort of miss not having the plug in the box, and I also miss not having the headphones in the box, which I know they're doing for environmental reasons, but I had an issue here last week where we didn't, I went home, I'd left my iPhone charger here in work, so I had nothing at home at all to charge the phone with. Now it does have the NFC or the conduction charging, which did eventually save me, but they're just small things to keep in mind. But overall, for €913, the iPhone 12 is great. I had a look around. The different mobile networks have it at decent price plans in terms of contract, and then for the phone, Vodafone, Carphone, Warehouse, the usual outlets like that are definitely worth checking out. I don't know if you have an iPhone 11, if it is worth the plunge to the 12. However, if you are iPhone 8 or even 10, I would say you will notice a massive difference.
Okay, very good. Comprehensive review. Battery life, by the way, just finally before we move on to our questions.
So impressive. Incredibly impressive. I am now charging my phone at night, maybe around 9 o'clock at night, and it's getting me through at the moment. I'm on 63% and I've used 5 hours of screen time, which is pretty good going so far. So I am very impressed by it. I haven't been sort of anxiously waiting for my charger the entire time.
Okay, the questions from our listeners. My 2013 MacBook Air is a goner. Trying to figure out how to make my next Mac purchase affordable. Is there a way to use a Mac Mini as a portable machine by, say, connecting it with an iPad as an external screen? A Mac Mini would be cheaper to buy than a MacBook Air or a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, you can, but it's going to get very cumbersome for you to do anything with it. So what I would suggest you do is get on to the Apple website. There's an Apple event taking place today where they're going to launch new MacBooks, so that they may come down in price, but also get on to the likes of CompuB or even Back from the Future here in Dublin and chat to them either about a trade-in option, or that they may be able to get you a refurbished Mac, which would save you an absolute fortune.
Any cheap laptop recommendation for my 12-year-old for basic schoolwork and a Roblox game? That's from John.
Yeah, for those kind of things, you could look at a Chromebook, a Google Chromebook. Brands to check out are HP, Acer and Asus. There are a lot of deals out there at the moment. I was having a look around for our Christmas gift guide over the last few days, and so many places have started their Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. So now is absolutely a good time to buy.
Another one. Please ask Jess why facial recognition went on my iPhone 11 and I can't get it back, from Michelle.
I'm not sure why that would happen unless you disabled it within your settings. So I'm sure you've already checked this, but go into your settings and just double check that you haven't knocked it off in any way, shape or form. Then check if there's any software updates due. I know that some people who've upgraded to iOS 14 and iPhone 11 have had some little issues. So just double check that there's no sort of software update that could repair that.
Yeah, there might be a patch that'll repair it. Please advise on a first smartphone for a senior. I was looking at Doro 8080. That's from Deirdre.
Yeah, the Doro phones are great. They're very, very easy to use. What I would say is go into, I know it's difficult at the moment if there are stores like this that are still open, but when you're purchasing these type of things, it's always good to see it in the hand, because they do vary in size and in sort of functionality. But the Doro phone is it's excellent, and it does all the different things. You can also, on some of them, have almost like a panic button, so if something goes awry they can pre-program it to call a few numbers, and so help can be on the way pretty sharpish.
My son has a PS4 Pro. He has a password on it and he set a PIN code on it, yet it's still being hacked. What can I do? That's from Ray.
Oh, gosh. OK, well, the first thing I would do is, if there's any cards associated with credit cards for in-app purchases and such, remove that as soon as you can. Then if you put the PlayStation app onto your phone, you have, it's easier to kind of control and navigate your account. So there should be a reporting facility within the app that will allow you to contact PlayStation, and hopefully they can help you out in some way, shape or form. These type of hacks are horrible and they can, you know, be quite costly in terms of a few different things. So do try and get to the bottom of it as soon as you can. If you need any help getting in touch, email patkenny@newstalk.com and I'll do my best to help you out.
This one, can you ask Jess, what are the best earbuds? I've found Galaxy Buds for €99 but don't know anything about them.
They are the ones that I harp on about the entire time. There's a few different sets. So these are Samsung earbuds. They are very, very much in-ear buds. They are much smaller than the AirPods. They work with both Android and Apple devices. They pair via Bluetooth. They are fantastic. So there's the Galaxy Buds, which are the originals. There's the Galaxy Buds Live, which are slightly updated. The Buds Plus are the updated ones. And then Buds Live are the latest version. They're around €200 and they're the ones I use every day and absolutely love them. So would highly recommend them.
This is one about a tablet for an 8-year-old. What's the best one and one that is definitely safe?
Okay, so the safety aspect comes down to how you set it up and how you manage it as the parent. So what I would look at are, there's a Lenovo 10.1-inch tablet that you can buy. The name escapes me right now, but it's, again, very basic, very affordable, less than €200, does the job perfectly well. You can set it up using the Google Family Link, which is a portal that allows you as the parent to see what apps and photos and all that kind of jazz are on the device. So that would be my top tip. But, you know, we've mentioned this before on the programme, all of the organisations that work with kids around smart device use and all the rest say that you should start the conversation about why they want the device, how to use the device, responsibility when it comes to the device, all that kind of stuff. Start that conversation now, and that then goes a long way to ensuring that your child stays safe online.
Final question. My Lenovo laptop is very slow at opening up. I'm told I should remove items that are in the start menu that I don't need, but how do I know which items I don't need?
Yeah, this is a pain in the face. So the best thing to do is go to settings on your laptop, go to install/uninstall, and then a menu will come up of all the different programs on your device. And then you can, on the right hand side of that screen, you'll be able to arrange it by last used. So if there are certain things that you haven't used in a very long time, you can ditch them. It'll come up, it'll pop up saying this is vital to the operation of your system. And if that comes up, hit no. But otherwise, you should be okay. The other thing to look at, again, is to get onto some of the repair shops and see if they could put in a solid state drive for you. And that would just speed up the boot time immensely.
All right, Jess, thank you very much. Tech Talk this weekend?
Yes, indeed. We are talking to Phone Fix about repairing your phone without you having to leave home. And that is available as a podcast first on Friday from noon and on air Saturday at 5.
That sounds very attractive as a proposition.
Sure,
repairing
tune in.
Your phone without leaving home. I will certainly do that. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of the show.